Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. Join us as we discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. Wow, such an honor to have Aiden Brock in the house as a special guest for Spirited Community. Welcome, Aiden.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a huge honor. I had the privilege to work with you the other day, and we got to hold space for Spirit. That was really fun. So thank you for donating your time and sharing and holding space for some amazing healing messages. They were so uplifting is the word I want to use with you, because you just carry that vibe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be of service. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. For those that don't know you, Aiden, please introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Aiden. Aiden Brock, I guess, is my last name. I'm an evidential medium, but I've got my hands in a lot of baskets, some trance work, some intuitive work, some healing. So, just love to be of service and to be in the community. So,
yeah, I love that you say you have your hands in so many different areas. As you started your journey and you have evolved to where you are today, what is the topic that has caught your attention the most, that sparked or ignited you to, I want to learn more of this?
I would say it's interesting in my own personal work about other people that I've run into that have started this work in a state of powerlessness. Yes. Of feeling like there's in a way victimhood. I find within my own spiritual journey, grabbing on to empowerment and to knowing the power that is within you, and knowing that the divine is guiding us forward, and to follow the flow too as well. I think a lot of us feel the need to make our own way or work in ways that are more difficult. But oftentimes when we're in the flow, things just happen so easily, which has been such a great opportunity here with working with Spirit. Things just start happening and people will invite you to do shows and read with them and all of that. So it's a great, great community to be a part of, but also taking the initiative to say, okay, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to be of service, and then just letting whatever happens happen.
I love when you say that, because the empowerment is really the key, right? In this journey, for me, it was not feeling empowered, you know? It was actually healing. I was in a vulnerable state, and as many of us come to a medium, we're looking for help or upliftment for grief, or we're looking for that inner guidance that we're not seeing within oneself. And so when we do take the journey and the unfoldment into empowerment, there's so much strength that comes with that. And there's so much empowerment, not only in believing in self, but then you're connected to your higher self for that divine guidance of the flow that you speak of. There's so much truth in that, and so much, I want to use the word alignment, because now you're in alignment of your thoughts, your emotions, and your intentions of action. You know, there's a little tweaking as you're fine-tuned in and out of the ebb and flow of your journey. And sometimes we do find ourselves out of that ebb and flow, and that's okay. What steps did you take to take you to this place of confidence, of letting go and surrendering to the divine to say, I'm ready, let's go. What did you do?
Oh, it's been a long journey and not an easy one with saying yes to something in a way kind of goes against a lot of our human tendencies. Oh, we want things to be certain. We want things to be easy and we can, you know, go along the route following the footsteps of something that or someone that put those steps in front of us for us. In the physical way, we want to follow society's kind of path for us. But in the spiritual sense, I think the spirit world invites us to a different way of living that can be even more beneficial than some tendencies of society.
And what caught your attention that gave you that aha moment? Like, what gave you the aha moment to say, I'm in the spiritual flow versus the human flow? It almost sounds like you're speaking of the ego and the higher self. So let's talk about this.
Yes.
When did you get the aha moment that you were in the divine flow?
Yeah, I would say within my own body, I knew in my mind and in my body that something wasn't right. I felt horrible. I felt like I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, or something was missing from my life, and I didn't understand what that was exactly. And then I noticed that when I started doing spiritual work, when I started doing readings, or when I started doing healings and things, that went away. That feeling, or that kind of feeling of fatigue, or even just disconnection, and I felt a lot better. And so I said, oh, there's something to that. There's something to working with the spiritual realm. And it does challenge you in that the spirit world wants to work with your authentic self too. And in some ways, the egoic self can be the authentic self, but oftentimes we put up a wall, or we put up a persona with other people that we do in order to protect ourselves, in order to be liked or approved of or anything like that. So I think it's finding a balance between your authentic self and also, you know, the community, and finding the true self within that too, and finding true belonging, belonging with the authentic self, because there is that.
I love that we're having this talk. I just had an article that I wrote that's actually specifically around this. And I think judgment also comes in a role of your perception of what you're witnessing to be, whether it's ego or higher self or the divine love, because you do need the ego to take the leap of faith. And the ego is what's pushing you to stay in that flow, but also the glimpse of you get the people, as you say, the protection of that mask, or, you know, what you're able to see in the vulnerability of an individual if you're not able to see it. And that comes with this journey, Aiden. Many people, again, are in different stages of their healing. And so because we can see the mask, because we can see the ego, or because we can see the walls, that is also our job to stand brighter, to hold the light for the individual to move through those energies. Everyone's story is very different, and there is a dance with that that you speak of. But you talked about healing, and I love how you said there's something about this, and there was something that it did for you. And I know that there was something very profound for me on a deeper level, which is personal and very sacred. What happened to you when you felt that there was a shift within thy physical body? Because you said, I was more able to feel it physically. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't bothered. What form of practice did you do that allowed you to feel that ease?
I would say within my own physical practice, it's a balance of a lot of things. We've talked in the past about my yoga practice and that aspect of the physical body, and that's an element too. But even within yoga, there is an element of the mind and the body and the spirit all coming in balance. And that's a really key thing in balance in general. Of when we talk about the ego is there for a reason. I mean, in my own psychological background, the ego is there in order to help us. Or right. if it wasn't beneficial, then it wouldn't have survived in the evolutionary theory that's, you know, been proposed.
Right.
And so it's important to understand that it's there for a reason, but oftentimes it can become imbalanced and can be a hindrance in moving forward. And so the process of moving forward is learning how to regulate, how knowing when to take action and when to sense to take action, and also when to surrender and let go.
That ebb
and flow. I really like how your background is like the ocean, where we see that in nature too, where it's the pushing forward and pushing back and pushing forward and pushing back, of how there's that balance between all things.
I really love that you're having this talk. When you speak of what I like to always to help my listeners is to have that golden nugget to say, let me try this to see if it's going to bring a little balance, harmony back to thyself, right? Because when we're looking for that shift and that ebb and flow, as you speak of, we want to give someone who's listening, who's never taken the leap of faith to start to feel better. And if someone is coming back to this podcast, sorry for the dogs, he's agreeing. If someone has never taken the leap of faith to take the journey with them to feel better, right? We use the word healing, feel better, stretching the physical being. And as I love that you say progression as we're moving differently. And it is a sense of unworthiness is what can happen to someone who is trying to build up their self-esteem, is someone who is trying to learn new healthy methods of living. I love the letting go, because in this piece that I wrote, I sat with spirit and I find, you know, I've been in this journey for self for over 25 plus years. And I found myself writing this article that is going to be coming out soon. And I talked about, I find myself celebrating. And I find myself celebrating where I'm at today a little more than I did yesterday. And I was like, is that my ego? Am I okay to celebrate? Am I okay to be happy? And it's like when you do those dances, it's also looked at like, whoa, where's this coming from? Like, this girl is like in her power, but not knowing the history of the story, it could be judged and taken like, whoa, that energy is strong. That's too much for me. And so it can come off to someone as ego. But if they don't see the history, the story, the unfoldment of why they're celebration, then they're not going to understand the whole unfoldment. And I was reminded of this when we are psychics and we are mediums and we chime in on a story, you're just chiming in the moment. But if you wait for the unfoldment of the history as the spirit brings in more, then you get the deeper details. And so I loved how spirit reminded me of that, because sometimes things can be perceived one way based on your perception and your feelings. And so this is where we want to hold space for the unravelment of what the individual is going through. So this is a great topic, because it is about healing. It is about intuition, and it is also about you. And so it sounds like yoga has played a big, beautiful role for you. And it sounds like this is your baby when it comes to healing. Would you let the audience know, why is yoga your baby? What did it do for you that you would say, Debbie, try yoga? What can one experience that you see transformation with your people that you worked with?
Yeah, absolutely. Within yoga practice, like was talked about earlier, there is this balance, this union that comes from the body to the mind, eventually to the spirit. Hopefully we get there, right? With that, we start with the body, and the body being very important. Oftentimes, I think in the spiritual community, sometimes there is a little bit of a language of the body being negative or the body being human and kind of seen in a negative light. But I don't necessarily think that that's an exactly correct perception of our body is important. In fact, as a mediums, especially in healing, in some ways, the spirit world needs me as the human body in order to manifest the healing or whatever is being done. So it's important to have respect for the body and to take care of the body. And in my own experience, I think the Buddhist practice is really good in that way of bringing the mind and the body together and creating that union and taking care of the body, taking care of the suffering that might be there. A lot of times within our own healing work, The Body Keeps the Score is a great book in talking about how trauma affects the body and how it can be trapped in the nervous system and other things. And working through the energy of fear, whenever we're moving forward, there's gonna be a significant amount of fear. One of my mentors, Joe Scheel, says that fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear, right? With that aspect, oftentimes that fear comes in as a protective mechanism from something in the past. But within yoga practice or within spiritual life, we can take steps to realize, is that fear a reality, or is it just me trying to protect myself from some imagined negative outcome? And distinguishing also between the fear mind and intuition. I think there's a balance there too of, where is this information coming from? Is this information more so coming from a place of peace or a place of panic, which is just as much a part of the human experience too?
Right. I think what you're speaking of is people who suffer from PTSD or trauma, and this goes down to the psychological mind. And for one who may have not experienced that, may not be able to comprehend the perspective of one's mind that is still healing from those type of events, right? As many have survived different stories, we have to tread very lightly because of the perceptions that we have, or because how spirit is moving within us and with them as individuals. We are holding space for the energies to move, because it is about changing the mind, and it's changing how we perceive and how we grow and evolve into progression. And when we're doing this journey, it takes time. It really does. And this is where we want to incorporate the patience, and we want to incorporate the gentleness. Depending on each individual, our stories are also different. And I love how you say that, because it's true. It is about the mind, and it is about how our mind changes, and it moves differently as we grow with the aha, that makes sense moment, right? I myself, Aiden, have a history of many life events, and with these life events have develop fear. I have developed those anxieties or those concerns or those worries. We've all ebbed and flown through them. But if you can take the leap of faith on self, that there's so much, use the word empowerment, but that's part of the diving within and feeling better, coming out of the grief, coming out of the sorrow, coming out of the heartache of whatever story one individual goes through, right? So it sounds like you have really found a unique way that works for you when you're sitting with the physical body, the mind, and the spirit. When I learned sitting in the power many years ago, and when I learned the healer can step forward, or the surgeons can step forward to move the residuals or the energies for the mind or for the body, whatever that looked like, My aha moment clicked, and I never stopped sitting in the power. I've always sat in the power for years, every day. Whatever that looked like for me, even when I didn't understand it, it gave me hope. It gave me joy to feel the waves and the emotions, to feel the spirit of my team closer. So when I was able to find the resilience within me to do that, that felt empowering. Felt spirit had my back. And so when we go into intuition and you follow your intuition, how would you help somebody believe in their attuned connection to God, Spirit, Source? What would you say to someone who wants to take that? Yes, this is Spirit working with you. Yes, that is your team. What would you tell them?
I would say it's all in the unfoldment and the flow of energy. Oftentimes we think we want to be somewhere or we want to end up somewhere. And it's interesting, I taught earlier today a yoga class, and where we worked on not the posture, but the transition to the posture, which I find interesting. And even within mathematics, in a way, calculus is talking about not the value, but infinitely close to the value, which I find interesting as this just kind of comes through here. In that flow of energy and that constant change and constant ebb and flow, there is a lot of things that are very challenging for the human mind. The human mind wants things to stay the same, wants things to remain in the similar pattern, even when the pattern is unhelpful.
Right.
So changing is very hard for the mind. The mind doesn't want to change. Right. And with that, with that feeling of change, it almost, I think the mind and the body feel like it's going to be destroyed or there's something bad that's going to happen from change. But oftentimes that change can be a good thing, and that change can move forward our lives and our minds in ways that we couldn't have really imagined if we stay in the flow and are willing to move along. And oftentimes we don't know where we're going, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But just continuing and keeping on the flow is really important.
So trust the intuition on knowing that you're in the right spot of what your mind and your thoughts have created. There's no wrong, right?
Right, right.
So it's intuitively, how do they trust that? Like, oh my God, I'm right here today. And it's okay. Like, give them that empowerment to be like, it's okay to trust yourself to be where you are in the moment, right? Like,
yes.
And change is part of that. Change and transformation is part of the healing, because the hopes of healing is to create a new pattern, a new behavior, a new opportunity to see life through fresh eyes, right? Or a new way to see new possibilities, new stories, new adventures. And when you're doing that, though, but it's like trusting the intuition and trusting how everything is alignment. I remember I got a phone call one day, and they're like, hey, Deb, you helped us out in this walkthrough. We want to see if you help us out, if you want to come in. And we got some people we're going to work with. Well, these people were not just people. It was a show for Ghost Adventures. And I was like, what? And I was so nervous. Can I do this? Am I ready for this? Because we work so hard. Alignment is there. And when the alignment comes, it's believing in thyself to know, yes, you can do it. Yes. Believe that you trained for this. It's like training day. You've taken the classes, you've studied, you've done the work, you've taken the leap of faith on self, and you're in the flow of, as you say, Aiden. It reminded me of the movie, The Yes Man. You know, like when you manifest, it's like, don't stop the flow, say yes to everything. And it just keeps happening. And that's a really pretty, pretty cool vibration wave to ride. I've done that 1 year, and I was like, wow, okay, you got me. I'm here. And it really does work. I'm going to tell you. But then you also have to be respectful and mindful of your energy of like, what are you saying yes to?
Right. Yeah. Setting those boundaries is definitely important.
Yeah.
But it's interesting as you say that, of the, you will notice in the mindfulness, if you pay attention and the awareness, that the fear will instantly come up of, oh no, that's threatening. What if I'm wrong? That's the big thing that comes up in development of, I don't want to be wrong. And so oftentimes we hold back of certain things or taking certain leaps of faith that because we don't want to be embarrassed. And that's a part of the growing process and trying to protect us, right?
Right.
But again, it's that often growth is uncomfortable. It's, you know, people say like growing pains. And with that, the growth is not safe, but it is good.
Yeah. You know, as you say that, Aiden, it's really so true, right? You're going in and you're talking about a lot of mediums here, because this is for people who have taken steps to mediumship, psychic, and development, right? And so I remember my mentor gave me some evidence, and it was pretty, I went in to see her because it was a difficult message to deliver. And I held back on that. I was like, oh, I'm not going to say that. We're in a dam, right? But it wasn't because the message was wrong. It was because of my unhealed self still hurting from the message. And so it was not only my perception, but my feelings played a role in what spirit was sharing with me. So spirit is never wrong. It's our interpretation, our own belief system, for me, my perception of how we feel, right? And so if spirit is giving you something and you say it the way it was given and the person validates it, there's beauty in that. If they don't understand it, then we have to go back to say, oh, my misinterpretation, let me see. And I think a lot of us have taken those stages of different exercises that make you very uncomfortable. But I say if it makes you uncomfortable, then heck yeah, get uncomfortable, because it's part of the growth. It's part of the leap of faith, and it's part of breaking down. The healing that needs to be brought forward is going to come in. It's going to come in. It's going to shoot in. And as a teacher, as working through it, I just love to watch the unfoldment. I'm like, yeah, get in there. Yeah, you know, so there's no wrong. And so I love that you say that because it's about the trust, and it's about the link between your team spirit and building that it power of self and your link to them, and then trusting and having faith that you're receiving it. And this is why circles are important. This is why development is important, to have the uh-ohs, am I right? Did that get right? Or did I say this properly? It's how do we deliver the sensitive message? There's so much, not only integrity and responsibility, but there's love that comes in that. And if we miss that, it can get misinterpreted. So it's also looking at back at itself. Where are we with ourselves so that we can continue to grow that vibration? I love that you say that. That was an important thing that a lot of us go through. Yeah. Great job, Aiden.
Yeah, thank you. And mistakes are a part of learning. I think with the mistakes and no's and wrongs and all of that, within that, there's such learning opportunities. It would be so interesting if we just woke up one day and then suddenly was a perfect vessel for spirit and never got anything wrong or never had to go through anything. You know, what fun would that be? In the story of our lives and the experience of our lives, sometimes the biggest pitfalls are the things that we learn from the most.
Amen to that.
Inform us the most. So,
yeah, if you say you're right and you're so perfect, if anybody that says that to you, then you better run the opposite way, because we are all different. We are all growing and we're all evolving. Maybe some have different perspectives and inspiration and connections that we all do work differently. It gives you that aha moment. And that's the gift. Take the gift and take the inspiration, because that is what it's about, right? Holding space to take us to evolution. So we talked about intuition. We talked about the healing. And, you know, give us a story that you can give to the community that you experienced that will help them take a leap of faith on their aha moments of, is this spirit or am I making this up?
I would say within my first demonstration of mediumship, I remember I was so nervous and I was so like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? I'm gonna mess it up or whatever. But it's amazing in that energy of when you are there to be of service, spirit will just come in and will just start impressing you and all of that. And with that, the crazy things, started coming through and amazing evidence and things like that. But it's also important to keep that balance of knowing that the evidence comes from spirit. And often the ego can slip in there too, of oh my gosh, I'm so amazing, I'm so great. Then things, then maybe get thrown out of your link and you stay humble. So there's that
Oh
balance too.
yeah,
But
absolutely.
I would say also the balance of what are people gonna think if I'm a medium, or what are people gonna think if I'm a psychic, or what are people gonna think XYZ. I definitely went through that battle as well, but I said, am I willing to let other people's thoughts about me limit the miracles that can come through my service to the spirit world?
Yes.
So I have now decided that I'm me, I'm still me,
Yeah.
and I've always been me, but now I'm leaning into more a different aspect of myself that I think is really amazing and has connected me to amazing people around the US and around the world. So,
I love that, Aiden. So you're taking the leap of faith with gratitude. I think there is a beautiful dance, and I remember doing an investigation, and this investigation left me in awe of, like, holy smokes, that just happened. I can't believe I did that. And Spirit's like, girl, put that bobblehead down. Spirit will put you in your place. Let me tell you. Spirit said, we did that. And I was like, thank you, Spirit, because I am a service. And when we're doing the work, but our human self still is in awe because we're human. And spirit leaves me in awe every time when there's this beautiful healing witness, miracle of evidence and information. It is holding space to be a service for them, to witness what they want to share, the sacredness of the energies that they bring forward and the movement that's being transpired to all to feel and to witness and to be part of. The humble gratitude is the medicine to bring you back into the alignment. Trust me, this work, you get out of alignment. When you go into your higher self and you're in that universal love of God, source, spirit, yes, there's beauty in that, but you're also here. We are also here to have a human experience. And a lot of us forget that because we are so spiritual, we forget to have the human experience. And so if we can keep that healthy balance, not only the harmony will come, the understanding and new memories, so that when we do go into spirit world, all of that is remembered and felt as you leave your imprint of who Aiden is, or who those that are listening will be remembered within the mind, within the heart, and within the spirit. And so, on that note, Aiden, I just really thank you for sharing your Debbie, giving us a glimpse of your healing journey, a glimpse of yourself, and how you've taken the leap of faith and moving the energies. Give us a collective message. And let people know where they can find you.
With me, the biggest thing that came through as you were talking was this feeling of a privilege of being in between the physical world and the spiritual world, of what a privilege that is, in order to be just at the veil. And within that, exploring both the glory within the human self and also the glory of the spiritual self, and to find the balance between those two things.
Yeah, I love that. My mentor, one of my last mentors, she talked about celebrate. You know, when you're in the dark and you're coming out of the cocoon of the transformation, celebrate. People are looking and feeling the energies as its ego, but it's not always ego. It is a celebration of where you are today and not where you were yesterday, because the gift in the present is now. And so the dance and the veil, as it you say, we have one foot into the spirit world and one foot within the spirit in this physical realm. That is a gift. And then to live coming out of the grief, that's also a gift. So Aiden, where can people find you?
Yeah, with you can connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Medium Aiden. You can also find me on Facebook, Aiden Brock Evidential Medium. And also within my social media, we'll have my link tree with my website and if any events are coming up. And so I'd love to connect with anyone who feels drawn to connect.
Yeah, he's, you guys, if you don't reach or follow Mr. Aiden, I say give him a follow, give him some love. I promise you will not miss out on a beautiful unfoldment of his journey as a medium. Thank you, Aiden, for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. I say God bless.
Yes, bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you.